plus one halakha on the laws of the Seder of Pesach. Of course, we know that at the end of the Seder, we recite the Hallel, and we do it over the fourth and final cup, the Kos Shel Yayin. First and foremost, it should be pointed out, on the fourth cup that we make, at the end of the Seder, there is no Beracha of Borei Pri HaGefen on that cup. For the Sefaradim, we rely on the beracha that we made on the third cup after Birkat HaMazon. So when you're saying Borei Pri HaGefen on the third cup, you have in mind that that will be poter the fourth cup as well. Now that being said, after you drink the fourth cup, the question would be asked, do you make a beracha acharonah? Meaning, do you make the beracha of Al HaGefen VaPri HaGefen? Well, it depends how much you drink. Halakha says that to qualify for a beracha charona, al gefen v'pri gefen, you have to drink a revi'it. A revi'it is about 3 ounces. So now it depends how you drink the cup. For example, if let's say the third cup, you drank the minimum amount to be yotze. For example, you drank rov revi'it. When you drank, let's say, 1.6 ounces, where you fulfill the mitzvah of the kos, but you do not qualify for a beracha acharona. If you did the same by the fourth cup as well, you drank the minimum amount, rov revi'it. Again, you drank 1.6. Now, you cannot combine the 1.6 drinkings since they were done at separate times. So in such a case, you have to be cognizant not to make a beracha acharona. But if in either the third or the fourth cup you drank a revi'it in one shot, meaning you drank 3 ounces in one drinking, then already you do qualify for a beracha acharona. It should be pointed out that both the third and the fourth cups, you must have haseba, you must lean. That being said, the seder, meaning the end of the seder, that includes the halel, the last beracha that you say on the halel, which is yehalelucha, and the fourth cup should be done before Hatzot, should be done before midnight. And when we say midnight, we don't mean 12 o'clock. We mean according to the halakhic timing. This year in the New York area, Hatzot is 12:57. So therefore, one should try to finish his seder by Chatzot. Finishing the Seder means that he should finish the fourth cup by that time. That being said, Hacham Ovadia writes, and I quote, Yizael l'sayim et ha'alel kodem Chatzot ha'layla v'chen shetiyat kos levi'in. For that matter, not only the ha'alel but the fourth cup. Kol makom im netacher ad achar Chatzot ha'layla yachol omar birkat ya'alelucha. Which means you can still make the beracha on the halel, the beracha acharona v'yaleluka, even after Chatzot. So the chatanah, you try to finish before, but if you didn't, you still continue to say that as normal and make the proper berachot even on the halel.